Proclamation number 3245 of 5th of September, 1944. Gift from the spiritual realm. Privilege. People on Earth enjoy the privilege of being directly instructed from the spiritual kingdom, and thus they can penetrate the eternal truth if they make use of this privilege, i.e., if they accept the instructions. God Himself instructs His messengers to bring light to Earth because it lies in complete darkness. And where a willing earthly child is found which accepts this light, direct instruction from the spiritual kingdom can also take place. And such an instruction has extraordinarily many advantages. After all, the human being has the guarantee of pure truth, which can never ever be given to him by people. For human intellectual thinking is out of the question as soon as spiritual results continuously arise in an extraordinarily short time. But if spiritual activity is recognizable, this activity must inevitably take place on God's instructions or in accordance with God's will, because forces which oppose Him would never make the divine plan of salvation and redemption comprehensible to people. God-dedicated spiritual forces are active which want to help people in their great spiritual adversity, and they can only offer purest truth because every untruth, every error, is far from them as soon as they have the spheres of light of the spiritual kingdom as their abode. And the fact that they are beings of light who express themselves in an instructive way is evident from the fact that only teachings full of light, thus teachings which illuminate people's thinking and impart wisdom to them, are conveyed to Earth. That light shines into the darkness prevailing there and chases away the darkness. Thus people become knowledgeable and this knowledge can be transferred to their fellow human beings again. Light, however, must flow from a ray of light. Light cannot come from darkness, but it must come from spheres which are full of light, which are therefore subject to the eternal deity itself, whose inhabitants stand in the light because they are close to the eternal light. The instructions from the spiritual kingdom are therefore immensely valuable for people because they are the key to the knowledge of God and to the recognition of themselves and their task. They are a sign of God's great love, who does not want them to walk in spiritual darkness and thereby forfeit light and strength because they see no way to reach it. He wants to show them the way. He wants to instruct them about everything that is connected with their existence. He wants to impart the pure truth to them for their own benefit, for the attainment of eternal bliss. Anyone who therefore accepts the spiritual instructions must also take the right path which leads upwards, for God Himself calls him and guides him if he allows himself to be led. For it is certain that God offers His creations every opportunity to learn to recognize Him, but that He does not force any of His creatures into recognition. But if spiritual knowledge is offered which has a noticeable spiritual origin, which thus comes to Earth from the spiritual kingdom, the human being's free will be appealed to in order to be adapted. If he wants the good and his desire is directed towards God, then he also acknowledges the spiritual origin. But if he lacks the ability to recognize it as God's mission, then his will still inwardly rebels. He does not seek God but is content with what earthly life offers him. He knows no spiritual striving and God's grace is not effective in him. The giver of what comes from the spiritual kingdom can easily be recognized by the spiritual gifts themselves, which only concern God and His rule and activity, His love, wisdom and omnipotence, His act of salvation through Jesus Christ and the divine plan of salvation, and therefore can never come from God opposing forces or have arisen through human thinking. For even the latter is guided by God Himself as soon as it deals with things which reach into the spiritual kingdom, and then the intellect alone is no longer active, but the Spirit of God expresses itself through such people. But if a gift from the spiritual kingdom is conspicuously offered, it is a privilege which cannot be valued enough. For God obviously takes care of humanity which is wrongly guided in its thinking and therefore lives in spiritual darkness. He gives it light so that it will recognize the path which leads to Him. Amen.